This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Back with Luke on the Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids. Hey Luke, what's our chapter?
Acts chapter 18.
And the verses?
Verses 18 through 23.
Magnificent! Let's get started.
So Paul still remained a good while. Then he took leave of the brethren and sailed for Syria, and Priscilla and Aquila were with him. He had his hair cut off at Cenchrea, for he had taken a vow. And he came to Ephesus and left them there. But he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay a longer time with them, he did not consent, but took leave of them, saying, I must by all means keep this coming feast in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you, God willing. And he sailed for Ephesus. And when he landed at Caesarea and got up and greeted the church, he went down to Antioch. After he had spent some time there, he had departed and went over the region of Galatia and Phrygia in order strengthening all the disciples.
Beautiful job, Luke. Thank you. Today we learn about a significant part of Paul's missionary journey, where he left Corinth and traveled to various cities, including Ephesus. In Ephesus, Paul went to the synagogue and spoke boldly about the message of Jesus. Although some of the Jews opposed him, many others believed in his teachings. Paul spent some time in Ephesus, encouraging the believers and strengthening the church. After leaving Ephesus, Paul traveled to various cities, including Caesarea, Antioch, and cities in Galatia and Phrygia, where he continued to share the message of Jesus with the people. This passage teaches us about the importance of perseverance in spreading the message of Jesus. Paul remained dedicated to sharing the good news, even when faced with opposition. But he was not only concerned with getting new believers, but also strengthening those who had already come to believe. As Orthodox Christians, we should be dedicated to spreading the message of Jesus, as well as encouraging one another who are already in the church, just as St. Paul did during his travels to different cities. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and forever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.